We'll go to Chris, the AHL report. Chris, you're up.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey.
So how did you feel tonight out there?
Felt good. I mean, it felt good to get back at it. Just kind of one of those funny games. Disappointed with the outcome, but just getting back out there felt really good, and didn't see a ton of rubber tonight, but that's I'm kind of used to that. So it felt like I said, felt good to get the competitive juices going again tonight, and looking forward to get a win next game.
And how did it feel facing somebody like not your teammates? Because your last start was in March 7th of last year, so it must have been good to face somebody else.
It's been a long time. So like I said, it felt really good to play a different team. Been putting in 11 months of almost a full year of just gym, practicing with teammates and not playing against anyone. So as an athlete, you want to play against competition, so it felt really good.
Thanks.
Sean Campbell, TSN 690.
I know you didn't get much action tonight, Charlie. Not many shots with your first game in almost a year. Did you want a couple more shots tonight?
Sometimes, getting more shots, it helps you kind of get into the game. And the thing about the way we play, it's we don't really give up a whole lot of chances and a whole lot of shots. So, and that's a testament to the team in front of me. I mean, it's a pretty darn good hockey team right there. And those games, yeah, I'm used to it. Sometimes it can be a little bit of a mental battle, but as a goaltender, it's my job to stop the puck. And like I said, that was a good team in front of me.
It's a completely new system this year with the pandemic and the taxi squad. What's life like on the taxi squad?
It's definitely different. I miss playing the game for sure. I miss playing against opponents at the taxi squad. I mean, there's obviously a lot of really good guys, really good teammate up there with me. So that it makes it a little bit easier, but I go to the rink every day and my mindset is to work hard, get better and help my teammates get better. And I miss playing the game, miss playing against the opponents, but it's the role I'm in, and I'm making the most of it.
Thank you.
Next question, Anthony Marcotte.
Hey, Charlie, nice to see you finally in net. It's been almost a year since you've played. Did you ever expect to be on the layoff for so long? I mean, every athlete wants to play, and now there's the pandemic and whatever reason that you didn't have the chance to play since. But how did you feel physically going out there tonight, but during all that time, too, going through all these tough times?
Yeah, it's... it's not just hockey players, it's everyone going through these tough times. And I think that's something we all understand is a year ago, would you ever imagine living in living like this? I don't think anybody would. And it's something that we're all adjusting to. It's definitely weird. I mean, I think teammates and the league, everyone's doing a really good job of being diligent with their masks and just obviously being cautious and being careful, but would I ever imagine pretty much waiting a year between games? The answer is definitely not. And if physically I felt really good. I mean, I've been putting in a lot of work in the gym. I've been getting a lot of work in there, and then my practices, like I said, they've been different this year, but still I feel like I'm definitely working hard and trying to be a better goaltender every day. And that's my mindset. So whenever my name's called, it's my job to be ready.
I don't know if you heard, but there was an earthquake today in Montreal with what happened in with the Canadians. I wanted just to pick your brains about what happened today. These moves by Marc Bergevin. How did you react personally about what happened?
Yeah, I mean I don't think it's ever easy, and that's Claude and Kirkies. That's their livelihood, and they're obviously Been around the Montreal system for a long time. You know, there are a couple legends, and honestly, they're really, really good people, both of them. And, you know, I think, you know, sometimes you got to take a step back and you just got to, you know, be thankful for every day you have. And you never know kind of when it can be your last. And definitely wish best of luck to Claude and Kirk in the future. I think they're both phenomenal coaches. And like I said, I mean, phenomenal people too. And, you know, they're going to keep on finding success. And, you know, it's tough to see. It's a tough day, but, you know, you move forward.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
We'll take one more. Jared Book.
Hi, Charlie. Just a quick question. Jake Allen, when he played his first game of the season, said the hardest thing to transition from practice to a game for a goalie is dealing with the traffic. Is that something that you feel as well?
Definitely. I mean, that's definitely one of the harder components to adjust to. You know, thankfully up in Montreal, I've actually been, you know, getting a lot of work in with screens and tips post-practice with the guys. But yeah, it's, as you know, the biggest thing I think for me, it was first of all, you know, getting adjusted to the no fans. I mean, that was my first time experiencing that. You know, I noticed it mostly in warm-up, but kind of once the puck dropped, you kind of zone everything out. But of course you miss the great fans here. But yeah, it I think getting the eyes back and just kind of reading the game and seeing the game again, those are something you can't really duplicate in practice. So felt good to get some minutes in tonight, and you know, next time I'm in, you know, I'll be ready again.